grace.
Yes, Zebulon?
The specimen is ready for your examination.
Ah, finally I can gaze upon my white whale. Well, don't keep me in suspense. Let me see my new pet.
Yes, Lord Krimtar.
Oh, glorious. Absolutely glorious. What a sight to behold. What did you say they call this beast again?
The Homo sapien residents once called it Sir Slug.
You don't like that name, do you, Sir Slug? No, you don't like that name very much at all.
Apparently he was once a man, but he dreamed of being a butterfly. He built himself a cocoon out of garbage bags and let his humanoid body rot away until he was born again as this creature.
Well, it looks like he succeeded. He took our kind centuries to evolve into the species we are today. And this beast managed to do it in a few short years and even surpassed us anatomically in many ways. Its body may look like the skinless corpse of a Homo sapien, but those razor-sharp talons, those are something to be coveted. If we had those, the war would have been over within minutes. And those wings, those beautiful wings, the colors, the pattern, truly ethereal. Yes. You like when I praise your wings, do you not? And why shouldn't you? You worked very hard for those wings.
Only thing he's missing is antennas. The lack thereof may make it difficult to control him. He will operate outside of the hive mind, Your Grace. But I suppose the shackles shall quell his nerves. And if he acts up, I can always stick him with the prod.
That won't be necessary, Zebulon. Nor will the shackles. Remove them.
Lord Krimtar, I don't think that's wise.
The Lord of the Hive Mind commands you. Remove these infernal shackles at once.
Yes, I'm sorry, Lord Krimtar.
Easy, easy now. I am not your enemy. You once dreamed of becoming a butterfly. An insect person, not unlike myself. You endured unimaginable torture just to become more like us. And shortly thereafter, our kind took over as the rightful heirs of Dogsnout County. Your timing was impeccable. Some might even say it was written in the stars. Don't you see? That cocoon you built for yourself. It wasn't just a vessel to hasten your metamorphosis. You were building a vehicle. A vehicle that set you down the path to bring you right here, right now, to me, to the Hive. Yes, you despised the human race, didn't you? Of course you did. I mean, what is there to even like? Disgusting ape-like creatures, sweaty, gluttonous beasts eating themselves to death and masturbating compulsively. No, you aspired to be more than man. You aspired to be bug. And they doubted you, didn't they? Yes. They told you your whole life that you would never become a butterfly. Crushed your dreams. Crushed the dreams of a child. But you proved them wrong. They were not merely childish dreams. They were a premonition of your future glory. Yes, you proved them all wrong. And unlike them, I do not see you as a man. I would not dare to insult you by calling you Sir Slug like they did. Shh. I know. They used it as an insult. They saw you as nothing more than a foolish human slithering around in a garbage bag. They laughed at you. They mocked you. But I would never mock you. I see you for what you truly are. One of us. You deserve a proper name, an insect name, one that encapsulates both your beauty and your fury. A moniker that highlights both your glorious butterfly wings and your razor-sharp talons. You shall no longer be called Sir Slug. No. I, Grimdar the Wise, declare that from this day forth, you will forever be known as General Cutterfly.
General? You would name this abomination your general? But sir, I've served you loyally for years.
Silence, Zebulon. You chose nothing. You were born to the Locust Folk, same as I. And when I dethroned the Roach King, I took over the Hive Mind. You had no choice in the matter. Your antenna compel you to follow me. But this one, he had a choice. And he chose to embrace insect kind. General Cutterfly is choosing to serve the Hive. Did you hear that, Zebulon? His first words. I feel just like a queen bee watching her pupa sting a child for the first time.
Cutterfly.
Yes, Cutterfly. You like that name, don't you?
Cutterfly.
Then it is settled. General Cutterfly, welcome to the Hive. You have important work to do. The integrity of the Hive must be upheld. There is still much doubt in the hearts of the humanoid residents, but I trust that you shall show them the way. And if you can't change their hearts, then you shall use your talents to rip their hearts from their hominid chests. Look at him go. Neither human nor locust. He shall bring unity to our species. Of this I am sure. Because he walks the path between worlds. And that path shall be paved with the bloody viscera of humankind.
We got cannibal children and mutant mandators. Razor blade candy and human skin traders. So please come on down and be the lucky pallbearer for discarded guts from bloody Wendigo terrors right here in Bossnack County. Right here in Bossnack County.
La la la, doo doo doo. What a wonderful day for a head to loiter around on the back of a sewer crab. Boy, do I just love loitering in the middle of an intersection of sewer tunnels with no ulterior motives. You hear that, boys?
It's close.
I'm ready.
I feel so safe and oblivious right now. I sure do hope a giant, genetically altered amphibian lizard hybrid monster doesn't sneak up on me and devour me. That would be terrible. Here it comes. Get ready, boys. Almost here. Just a few moments more. Now, Firefly! Hey, yes! Swarm in my Firefly children! Twinkle like you've never twinkled before. Blind this infernal beast with your ethereal light. All right, boys, get it.
Left hand leg, Gary.
Got it.
Left hand right.
Watch out for its claws, Squatch, and swiping!
Head for the front left!
Hold on! Yes! We got it!
Don't forget the tail!
Here, watch out! Damn! It won't stop flailing! I can't get close! That thing will whip my torso right off my hips!
Gator Man, use your flamethrower to try and push it back! The newt may have just enough mobility to still move!
Okay! It's working! It's scared of the fire! Now what?
Oh, I see what you're thinking, Roach King. Gary, just keep the flame going. It's backing up towards the floodgate. Once the tail gets past the threshold, we can lower the gate and sever the tail.
Precisely. There should be a lever over yonder. See to it, Mr. Bronson.
I'm on it.
Oh, fellas, I almost had a funeral.
You're doing great, Gary. Just keep it going. Just a little further. A little bit further!
Now!
Now! Towards the stump, Gary! Hurry! We did it. I can't believe we actually pulled it off.
Stellar work, friends.
Likewise. We couldn't have done it without you, Roach King.
I'll check in with Terry Toma. Give him an update. Squatch Ronson to Chive Mine. The plan worked. The newt has been immobilized, and the limbs are not growing back. I repeat, the limbs are not growing back. What was that, Terry? Sorry, Terry, I can't hear you. Service ain't too good down here. Terry? Oh, well, we'll see him soon enough. All right, then. Just one last piece to hack off. The piece de resistance, as the Frenchies say. Ugh. Not so tough now, are you, Newt?
I actually feel kind of bad for it.
Oh, now don't start with that, Gary. This ain't the time to let your reptilian bias get in the way. I mean, come on, man. This abomination tried to kill us.
I know, but look at him. He's so pitiful. It's not his fault he is the way that he is. He never wanted this. All he wanted was to serve his country. And the government turned him into this abomination. We're not so different, he and I. I once had a normal life too. A successful career, a wife. Dreams of the future. And all that was taken away from me the day I got fused together with an alligator during a nuclear power plant explosion. I'm sure he had dreams once too, just like I did. We didn't choose this life. We never asked to be transformed into big reptilian monsters. But because of the hubris of man and scientific experimentation, our lives were...
Sorry about that, Gary. Didn't want to leave the chainsaw idling, what with the price of gas and all. You were saying?
Never mind. It wasn't important anyways.
A trigger warning would have been appreciated.
Oh, sorry, Roach King. I forgot that decapitation is a sensitive subject for you. Well, that's all she wrote. I suppose we should see to the catacombs and start getting things settled for folks to migrate down here. Well, friends, that should just about do it for today's show. I've been Squatch Ronson, and you've been one heck of an audience. Before I sign off for the day, here's a bit of...
Chipmunk to Squatch Ronson. Come in, Squatch Ronson.
Oh, what is it, Terry? I was just in the middle of my closer.
Squatch, the radio cut out, but I was trying to tell you before. Once you incapacitate the nuke, whatever you do, do not cut off its head. Did you hear me? I said, whatever you do, do not cut off the nuke's head. The severed head may be able to sprout an entirely new body.
Oh, shit.
Pick me up! Pick me up!
I got you! Christ, this is bad. Real bad.
Can't you summon your fireflies to blind it again?
Negative. They won't be able to keep up with the nuke while it's running at full speed. What about your flamethrower, man?
No good. Tank's empty.
Well, somebody better think of something fast, because it's gaining on us.
Wait, I've got it. There's a water return tunnel nearby. Take the next right up ahead. The nuke is building up momentum. If we juke it out, it might slide past us and buy us some time.
Got it. All right, turn! Oh, nice. That worked. Bought us at least a few seconds. Well, what's this about a return now?
The return is just up ahead. We need to lure it there. There's a large floodgate with a platform to the right. On the platform is a lever. If we pull it, the water return system shall click on, flood the tunnel, and flush the beast out. And then we shut the floodgate behind it. But there is a catch.
Oh, what?
Someone is going to have to lure it to the floodgate, which means one of us will have to be flushed away along with the nuke.
I'll do it, guys.
Gary, no.
I'll be fine, Squatch. I'm half alligator. I'm the only one between the three of us capable of swimming against the current. You pull the lever, flush us out, I swim back in, you shut the gate behind me.
What if the newt swims back before you do?
Then you shut the floodgate on both of us, Squatch.
We are not doing that.
We have no other choice. The people of Dogstown County are counting on us.
You boys best make a decision. We are nearing the return, and the nuke is hot on our trail.
Oh, fine. Well, you better swim like you're shooting for an Olympic gold medal, because I will not have your blood on my hands.
Here we are. The platform is just over there.
All right. All right, guys. I'm in position. When I say pull, you pull. Oh, come on, scaly son of a gun. Come get some. Come on! Come on! Now! Pull!
Eureka! It worked! I knew it!
Yeah, it worked maybe too well. I don't see Gary anywhere.
I hear the beast. It's making its way closer. Hurry, pull the lever, Mr. Ronson.
Not without Gary.
But you must.
I said not without Gary, damn it.
The floodgate must be closed, and this was all for naught. It's getting closer. We're running out of time, Mr. Ronson. Pull the lever.
Come on, Gary, come on. Where are you?
Pull the damn lever, Mr. Ronson.
Close the gate!
Oh, thank God!
That was close.
Yeah, too close. You all right down there, Gary?
Oh, I'm dandy, Squatch. Just dandy. Oh, I think I'm gonna swim back to the catacombs. Get some rest.
Sounds good, bud. You've earned it. We'll be over there in a bit. soon as the water finishes draining.
All right. See you guys shortly.
That tunnel should carry the newt over to Greasewood Falls, far from this place. But so long as the beast lives, there's always a chance that it will return.
Well, if it does, we'll be ready for it. But for now, I got some catacombs to renovate. My people need a home, and I aim to build one for them.
And who will rule over this kingdom of yours? You, I presume?
Roach King, you silly goose. It won't be a kingdom. It'll be a village. And ain't nobody will rule the village. It'll be run democratically. All of us will have a say. We'll all work together. As they say, it takes a village to raise a rabid, feral child.
Fascinating. All my life I was a pompous, self-centered dictator. It galvanized my ego, made me big-headed. It took cutting my big head off to humble me. I had to be literally grounded, reduced to scuttling around mere inches above the ground, just to ground me. In my prime, I would have never got my hands dirty like I did today. It's funny, I had all the riches in the world, an entire kingdom kissing my feet, back when I had feet. And yet, I felt hollow, an empty shell, like the remnant left behind after molting. And I tried to fill that void with hedonistic, gluttonous urges like gorging myself sick on marzipan or forcing the male locust folk to spew the contents of their ejaculate sacs all over my face, neck, and chest.
Gross.
All in a futile attempt to feel something. Anything. I was so spoiled by my people working for me, it never occurred to me the people could actually work together. Before my decapitation, I would have simply ordered one of my peons to do away with the newt for me. And in doing so, I would have robbed myself of this feeling that I'm feeling right now.
And what feeling is that?
For once, I feel a sense of accomplishment. Today, you and I convened with a mutual goal, and by working together, we accomplished that goal.
That's what a village is all about, Roach King. Folks working together to improve the lives of everyone. Everybody needs help sometimes, so you help others knowing that when the day comes that you need help, they might remember how you helped them, and they'll return the favor. If you show your neighbor that you appreciate them, then they will appreciate you in return. Love, it's a two-way street.
I don't know what that is.
Love?
No, a street.
Oh. Right, how about this? Love is a two-way sewer tunnel.
Ah, a two-way sewer tunnel. So this love, it's like sewage. It flows both ways.
Exactly, and every village is built on a foundation of love.
I see. So, in this case, because you will be building this village in the sewers, it will be built on a foundation of sewage.
Now we're getting further away from the point. I'm not saying love is sewage, but, sure, you get the gist.
Wow. I wish I could live in this village.
You can.
I can?
Well, sure, heck. Look at us cannibals. We used to live above ground, and now we're setting sail on a brave new voyage across an ocean of sewage to build a new home for ourselves down here. Because it doesn't matter where you came from. Home is where you make it. And if you'd like, we could make our new home your new home as well.
Thank you, Mr. Ranson. That means the world to me. I look forward to working alongside you to build this village together.
Likewise, Roach King. Anyways, the water is done draining and we got important work to do. So, I better sign off for the day. I've been Squatch Ronson, and you've been one heck of an audience. Before I go, I'd just like to thank you for tuning in to the Backwoods Radio Show today. We've been off the air a long while, and I know it's going to take a bit to win y'all's love back. Just like how the folks of Dog Snout County are going to have to start over down in the sewers, this podcast is going to have to start from the bottom and work its way back up to reach the place it once held in your hearts. I understand that. Y'all showed me nothing but love throughout the years, and even though life got in the way of podcasting, I hope you know that I never stop loving you, and I'm going to try like hell to demonstrate that love. Because love is like raw sewage. It needs a tunnel in order to flow. And this podcast, it's kind of like a tunnel. A tunnel from me to all of you. And in this tunnel of love, the sewage flows both ways. Backwoods Radio Show is produced by me, Michael LaRusso, featuring Andrew Parker as the voice of Zebulon, with original music by John Simmons. If you like the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to share it with your friends. As always, thanks for listening. I will.